Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Well, we never won a cup in my time there. I took real pride in seeing Washington hoist Lord Stanley this past season. And for those Caps in attendance, please take good care of it, because I'm planning to stop by in June to pick it up.
Predators General Manager David Poile joins us, inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. David, congratulations. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. Very good. It was a great night for myself, my family, and I think for all of Nashville. The fact that the Predators came here 20 years ago on a big hope and a little bit of a vision that we could turn this into a hockey city. And I think from my standpoint, it really feels good to where we are with the Predators, and just happy to be part of it.
How long did you spend giving thought to the speech?
A long time, and it's one of the hardest things that I've done, because first of all, your thoughts are how do you thank all the different and various people that have helped you over in my case almost 50 year career, and as I said in my speech, it's impossible. And if you mention somebody and then you leave out somebody's name, that's even worse. So I hope I stay in regular contact with those that have helped me, and that they know how I feel about it. But we had all of our staff there from the hockey ops last night, and like I say, it takes a village. There's so many things that go into running a successful organization, and you go even higher to the USA Hockey, and starting the grassroots of what they do in their programs, and then their junior programs, their national programs, to get to the Olympics. And I've been in part of some of these world championships in the Olympics, and we're dealing with the cream of the crop. And I just thank all the volunteers and coaches that have gotten these kids developed, because the U.S. is doing as good a job as any country right now in developing players. And you see it right here in Nashville with opening up the Ford Ice Center a couple of years ago in Antioch, and then soon Bellevue will be opened up, and I think around the end of August. And I know for sure that we're going to be having pro players, and hopefully eventually a homegrown Nashville-born player play for the Predators. I know it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be that long either.
You know, it's amazing, because I'm thinking back just on your career here in Nashville with this organization, and there's never been a time to rest. Well, when you guys got here as an expansion team, you're trying to build the sport up in Nashville and then also build a hockey club. Then you get good, and then you have to rebuild. And then once you rebuild, you're really good. And then it's nonstop, no rest until winning a Stanley Cup. And that's the driving force now for this organization. I just can't think of a time where you could really rest in any one spot and say, okay, here's where we are. We've made it. That's what's been, to me, amazing about what's been accomplished here in Nashville, is it's been this driving force throughout that you've had to create and really do different things throughout your tenure here. I'm sure it's something you reflected on as you get inducted in this Hall of Fame, but what are your thoughts on that, and just how much work has gone into Nashville as a hockey town?
Well, it's been a great journey. I mean, in any business, anything that you do in your life, I mean, you shoot for 100% in terms of idealness, in terms of what you want to accomplish, but there are the bumps in the roads. I mean, just dealing. Coming into Nashville, the ownership situation, when Craig Leopold decided after I think it was 8 years that he wanted to go in a different direction. Well, that really kind of hurt the growth of the franchise, because people lost a little bit of faith. I guess you'd say we lost a little bit of momentum both on and off the ice. And you really need to have that stability, which we certainly have now and had the last 7 years under the new, more local ownership. And you have to have everybody working hard all the time. And you're exactly right. You can't really take a breather. It's kind of like the Army. I mean, we won on Tuesday night, but we got a game against Vancouver tonight. It's like, you know, you got to earn your stripes every day. And that's hopefully what we do. And it seems like in our organization, everybody's really cares a lot, really focused a lot, and everybody wants us to get ahead, whether that's you know, on the ice in points and victories, or off the ice with sellout crowds and filling up the building for other events and or community work, just making the Predators more part of the fabric of the city. So I think that's just part of our DNA. That you know, I was saying my wife last night was just fantastic for us, and she said, "Well, what do we?" It's almost like she's going to say, "Like, can we have a day off today?" No, we got a game tonight. No, so that was nice. You're in the U.S. Hall of Fame, but man, the most important thing now is we got to win that game tonight. So there's no rest. We just keep moving on.
Preds take on Vancouver tonight, 7 o'clock, Bridgestone Arena. General Manager David Poile with us on the Midday 180. Is Kyle Turris back in the lineup tonight?
You know, I am, being honest with you, I'm upstairs in my office, and I am going downstairs since I get off the phone call with you, so I do not know that 100%. I think there's a chance, but I don't know that 100%. I would say if he doesn't play tonight, I think he's going to be able to play Saturday.
Where have you missed him the most in the lineup?
Well, again, it's with Johansson and Turris on your first and second line. That's a really good 1-2 punch, and allows our coach Peter Laviolette to, you know, especially at home, choose the matchups that he wants, and again, that just gives us a little bit more advantage. You know, Kyle's a high ice time guy. He's playing in, you know, in all of the offensive situations. It's all been goofed up with the injuries in terms of the none of our lines have been the same. I mean, Johansson's been playing with Fiala and Ryan Hartman instead of Forsberg and Arvidsson, and, you know, Kelly Yarncroc has gone into the middle for the most part, you know, playing with some new guys. So I think this has been fine. I mean, as we said all along, you need to have depth, and it's giving other guys opportunity, and we're seeing some good things from some guys that weren't playing as much as before. But give me our whole team at full strength. I like our setup a lot better that way.
Hey, we latch on to everything we can find when it comes to injuries, and I understand that you guys don't want to give away too much here, but I see Subban on Instagram skating around 7 days ago from his own account. Can you give us a report on how he's feeling?
I'm getting better. I mean, every day getting better. No exact you know, timetable. I want to think and believe it's not going to be too long. I'm kind of hoping that on Sunday when we go on that four-game road trip before the holiday break, that he is with us, you know, maybe participating close to 100%. I mean, I think there is a possibility that he could play, but I just can't say that right now. But we're making progress, and we're getting closer.
Well, and you said it, obviously, you would prefer not to have all of these injuries, but can an injury situation like this help as an evaluation tool with your roster and different combinations of what you can do as you watch a lot of different guys in different spots right now?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's happened. I mean, when Pekka got hurt early in the year, Saros played, I think, five or six straight games and played lights out. And, you know, we know he can do it. In fact, I mean, he's actually struggled a little bit since Pekka's come back, you know, playing more irregularly because he's, you know, Pekka's been playing so well and playing all the games. But I think, you know, we have supreme confidence in Saros, and if he needed to play, you know, more games than he currently is right now, that we have the goaltending covered. With Subban being out, Dan Hamhuis, we signed in the offseason, is playing big minutes now with Matty Ekholm in our top four. That was exactly why we signed Dan, as a veteran guy, a guy that had done that all his career, and gives us that depth that we, you know, maybe didn't have last year, and that could be really important when we get down the stretch in the playoffs. You're seeing players like Ryan Hartman that's started the season on the third or fourth line, now playing on the first line with Ryan Johansson. So, you know, there's a, you know, I guess you could say some kind of a silver lining here. And again, as we move through this 82-game schedule, this marathon to get to the playoffs, you know, you're going to need way more than the 20 guys that just dressed for the game tonight. And, you know, we're finding out about a lot of guys. So although it's a struggle and we're not as good without these top players that are missing, we are staying competitive, and we're finding out a lot about our roster.
Yeah, and as you continue to win throughout the injuries that you've had, David, I, you know, you mentioned Hamhuis. He's a great example of a storyline once you make the playoffs later that maybe we don't look back on and talk about all that much. We'll be discussing Rene's play and others. But you signed Hamhuis as a third-pair guy who could fit in for you if you needed him. And with Subban out, Hamuse has been great value for your roster.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dan is an original draft of the Predators, and you know, we, as we talked about earlier in the interview, he left here in a situation where we just weren't as competitive financially, which is hopefully, I'm saying that in the past tense, because he's a guy that's just a terrific person, a great role model for all of our players, got a great family, never wanted to leave Nashville, and he's back in the right spot, and we're really happy to have him. It's just one more guy that maybe puts us a step closer to our ultimate goal.
Can you take us through the decision to send Tolvanen and back to Milwaukee?
I think it's sort of parallels to a lot of our younger players, and maybe you said about Kevin Fiala. If you can remember the last couple of years, Kevin was played a couple of games for us, did so pretty well, and kind of didn't play as well, and back down to Milwaukee, and then comes back up. It took five or six times before he stuck, if you will. I think this is somewhat normal. I mean, I think Tolvanen is better than he was at training camp, but again, he's kind of in awe, in my opinion, a little bit of situations, and instead of reacting, he's kind of watching, and you know, he's just got to get into the battle a little bit more. It's all the things that he certainly can do. He's got to get his pace up a little bit more, but I think all in all, we're tracking, you know, correctly for his age, which is 19 years old. We shouldn't forget that. He's 19. He's not like he's 24 or 25 years old. So I think it's all good. The conversation yesterday when we sat him down is all good. I think he knows where he's at. I think he's got a realistic critique of himself. And I'm thinking and hoping that, you know, maybe a little bit later in the year, we'll get another chance to give him another opportunity.
David Poile, our guest. David, right now, is Pekka the front runner to win the Vezina again, if you were voting?
Yeah, absolutely. He's played, I think his average is right at the top, save percentage, all of the important statistics. And I think with Ty Ghost, the runner, what have you, I mean, he's great. He's been great every night, consistent. I mean, there's lots of good goaltenders, but I probably am a little bit prejudiced here, but he certainly would have my vote.
Well, we were curious to see how he would play coming off of the way Winnipeg went in the playoffs last year, and he's been better this year. I mean, that's what's so great about his play is, considering what we saw in the regular season last year, he's playing better right now.
Yeah, he's in a really good place. You know, obviously the oldest player on the team, but you know, he has that way about him, maturity. Every day seems to be a good day for him. He's well balanced. I heard it was relayed to me, like after the game the other night, when we won, we beat Ottawa. Remember that they scored on their first shot of the game, and it wasn't particularly a very good shot, and it kind of leaked through Peck, and was, oh geez. But then the rest of the game. So in his interview after the game, he kind of just made fun of himself, saying, "I'm sorry, wasn't that a terrible goal? I let in at the beginning of the game." And then, but after that, he said the game was pretty good. I mean, he's really in a good place. He's got a good, you know, good way about him. He's, I mean, our players, I mean, I can't tell you how much it means to have confidence in your goaltending. When you look around the league and teams that are, say, near the bottom of the league, I guarantee you their coach or general manager is saying that if we had better goaltending, we wouldn't be in this situation. And I think, again, when Peck is playing, we got a chance to win every night.
Yeah, and now he's playing a ton, and we mentioned at the beginning of the season with you that the plan to pace the goaltenders we knew was not written in stone by any means. But do you worry it throws off the plan at all as you want to pace him going to the postseason?
Well, again, it's something we've talked about a lot, and you know, would I like a little bit more of a ratio where Jussi gets in? You know, my answer would be honestly yes, but the schedule is not taxing at the moment. You know, we're playing every other day. We get into some back-to-back games, and I think you'll see Jussi play more. You know, we're in a stretch. I think we play like six games in 10 days, so I think it's in not only in fairness, but in good logical planning, Jussi should get two or three starts here in these next games before the holiday break. So we talk about it every day. Let me put it that way. Trying to do the right thing for our team and for our goaltenders, and with the clear intention of making the playoffs and then going far in the playoffs so that everybody's rested and at the top of their game.
David Poile has been our guest. David, we always enjoy having you on. Thank you for joining us. And again, congrats on the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame induction last night.
Thanks, guys.